我们来看罗马书第九章。
Let's turn to Book of Romans, chapter
9. 罗马书第九章到十一章，就是在讲犹太人跟外邦人的救恩。
Chapter 9 to 11 talks about the salvation for Jews and Gentiles.
在旧约时代，犹太人是神的选民。
In the Old Testament era, Jews are the chosen people of God.
那到新约时代，主耶稣降生以后。
In the time of New Testament after Lord Jesus' birth.
按肉体来讲，他也是犹太人。
From the physical standpoint, he was also a Jew.
因为他有一个家谱。
Because he had a genealogy.
但是主耶稣升天以后。
But after Lord Jesus ascended to heaven.
这些门徒得到圣灵，开始传福音。
The apostles received the Holy Spirit so that they began to preach the gospel.
好像说一天3000个人受洗，再来5000个人受洗。
And one day 3,000, another day 5,000 people were baptized.
差不多全部都是犹太人。
And all of them, most of them are Jews.
所以早期的使徒教会都是犹太人。
Early apostolic churches were all made of Jews.
所以福音要从耶路撒冷开始传。
And therefore, the gospel will begin to preach from Jerusalem.
那从耶路撒冷传就是传给犹太人。
If it began preaching from Jerusalem, that means it was preached to the Jews.
那传到地极，地极就是外邦人。
It will be preached to the end of the world, which refers to the Gentiles.
所以救恩要先给犹太人，然后再到外邦人。
Therefore, salvation is given to the Jews first, then it's spread to the Gentiles.
那保罗在传福音的过程当中。
Paul, during the process of preaching,
他被犹太人逼迫。
He was persecuted by the Jews.
所以犹太人拒绝福音。
That's why the Jews have rejected the gospel.
因此保罗就开始往外邦人去传福音。
Which is why Paul began preaching towards the Gentiles.
在使徒行传看得出来。
And that can be seen in the book of Acts.
所以到了第二世纪这个耶路撒冷这些使徒教会就渐渐就变质了。
And after the second century, the churches of Jerusalem, the apostolic churches began to change.
所以这个使徒的纯正的教会就消失了。
The pure apostolic church began to disappear.
那到现在我们看在以色列地很少人信耶稣。
And if you look at the area of Israel, there's very few people that believe in Jesus.
反而信耶稣大部分都是外邦人。
Most people believe in Jesus there are all Gentiles.
是不是到主耶稣再来之前还是这样呢？犹太人很少信耶稣，大部分都是外邦人呢？
Is this the way that's going to be when the Lord Jesus comes, meaning very few Jews believe in Jesus and mostly made of Gentiles?
如果我们从罗马书第九章这样看下去。
If we read from Romans chapter 9,
我们就知道外邦人的数目满足了然后神要感动犹太人全部都悔改来信耶稣。
From reading this, we know that once the Gentile number has been fulfilled, then Lord Jesus will move the heart of the Jews so that they will come and believe in Jesus also.
那我们先来看第九章。
Let's read chapter 9.
第九章的第一节。
Verse 1, I tell the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience also bear with me witness in the Holy Spirit.
第二节。
Verse 2, that I have great sorrow and continual grief in my heart.
第三节。
Verse 3, for I could wish that I myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my countrymen according to the flesh.
这个地方讲保罗被圣灵感动。他的良心被圣灵感动。
And here it says that Paul's conscience was moved by the Holy Spirit.
第二节说他大有忧愁，心里时常伤痛。
Verse 2, he had great sorrow and continual grief in his heart.
那到底保罗伤痛忧愁什么？
So what is it that caused Paul to be sorrow and have continual grief?
第三节。
Verse 3.
为我的弟兄，我骨肉之亲，这个就是犹太人。
And verse 3 says to his brethren, his countrymen, and that's referring to the Jews.
所以保罗跟犹太人的关系是同一个种族。
Paul and the Jews, they came from the same nation or same ethnicity.
所以他把他称作是骨肉。
And that's why he called them his brethren.
那他也把他称作弟兄。
He also called him his countrymen and brethren.
那自己被咒诅与基督分离，我也愿意。
So that he wished he himself was accursed from Christ.
啊，也就是说，他爱犹太人，希望他们得救。
Which means that he loved the Jews and he wished that they would be saved.
啊，所以我们在第三节看到这个啊啊肉体的同样种族的关系，啊，让保罗的心有一种属灵的爱，想要传福音给他们。
And verse 3, we can see that because according to the flesh, Paul and these Jewish brethren, they came from the same ethnicity. So because there's love of Christ, he wants to spread the gospel to them.
啊，圣经里面讲神的爱，哦，主耶稣的爱是何等的长阔高深。
The Bible tells us how wide and deep is the love of God.
哦，这个长啊，就是永远的爱。
And how wide means this eternal love.
啊，神的爱不会改变。
Because God's love will never change.
因为爱是神的本质的一部分。
Because love is part of the divine essence of God.
那神不会改变，所以神的爱不会改变。
Because God will never change, and therefore His love will never change.
有神的一天就有爱。
Whenever there is God, there is love.
所以神的爱非常长。
That's why God's love is so eternal.
那神的爱非常的宽。
And God's love is also very wide.
爱世界上每一个人。
His love expands to everyone in this world.
那再来，神的爱很高。
And how tall is God's love?
高就是他的目标很高。
And that means his goal is very high.
每一个父母都爱孩子。
Every parent loves their children.
所以都为着孩子最好来打算。
And they plan for the in the best interest of their children.
所以我们在这个华人多的社区里面，看那个学区好的地方房价一直往上涨。
And whenever there is a good school district in a neighborhood, then that the housing in that neighborhood, the price will go up.
因为对亚裔来讲受教育很重要。
Because to the Asians, education is very important.
一旦有教育有知识就有前途。
And if they have education, they are well educated. That means they will have a good future.
所以我们父母的爱都是为子女最好在着想。
So, as a parent, their love is always for the best interest of their children.
但是不管我们怎么爱子女我们对子女的着想都是在地上。
Doesn't matter how much we may love our children, but our best interest is in this world.
一直到神的爱浇灌在我们心里面，那我们对自己的家人、对自己的子女的爱才会往上提升。
It's not until God's love pours down into our heart, then our love towards our family, our children, will be elevated to a different level.
这个向上提升就是提升到主耶稣对我们的爱。
To elevate upward to the level of Christ's love.
那主耶稣对我们的爱就是希望我们得到救恩。
Christ's love towards us is hoping that we will be saved.
脱离死亡，进入永生。
He wants us to be delivered from the sinful nature and enter into eternity.
脱离黑暗，进入光明。
And deliver us from the bondage of darkness and enter into the light.
所以，如果我们当父母的只关心子女今生的好处。
So as a parent, if all we care about is the future of our children in this world,
但是不关心子女的信仰，
and we don't care about our children's faith,
那我们就是只有骨肉之爱，没有神的爱。
Then all we have is a love of flesh, and we don't have the divine love.
如果我们对自己的子女有神的爱，
if we have the divine love towards our children,
我们的感觉会跟保罗一样，
then our feelings will be very similar to Paul's.
大有忧愁，心里时常伤痛。
And that he has great sorrow and grief in his heart.
那为自己所爱的家人，甚至自己被咒诅也愿意，希望他们能得救。
For the sake of his family, his brethren, even if he was cursed, he would be willing to be cursed.
所以我们对家人、对周围人这个爱要往上提升。
Therefore, our love towards our family, towards people surround us, needs to be elevated.
提升到基督的爱。
To elevate to the point that it's according to Christ's love.
我们就会关心他的信仰。
Then we would care about their faith.
而且会觉得信仰比一切更重要。
Then we would realize that faith is more important than anything.
所以一个父母真的有神的爱在他里面。
If a parent truly have God's love in them.
有时候他对子女世界上的成就实在不是觉得最重要。
Then they think the children's success in the world is not the most important.
因为世界是一台戏。
Because their life in this world is like a stage.
如果你到六七十岁就知道快下台了。
When you're in your 60s and 70s, you know that your role is about to end.
下台了，你过去演的那个戏都过去了。
And after you leave the stage and everything that you have performed is on the past.
你什么都带不走，只剩一堆记忆。
There's nothing you can bring with you. All you have left is a memory.
但是我们的信仰是永远的。
But our faith is eternal.
没有信仰的人。
A person without faith
好像那个无家可归的
is like a homeless person.
在这个 Sacramento 的教会前面的、一堆无家可归的
And they are lots of homeless people in front of Sacramento Church.
讲起来很可怜、
And they're very sad.
冬天很冷，那也没地方去啊，就拿个一个毯子就睡在外面。
They have nowhere to go in the cold winter weather. All they have is a blanket. They sleep on that.
没有信仰的就是无家可归啊。
A person without faith is a homeless person.
那有信仰的人。
What about a person with faith?
我们知道我们要回家。
We know that we must return home.
我们在地上是做客人。
We know we are visitors, we're sojourners.
因为我们有一个家在天。
Because we have a home in heaven.
我们有个父亲在等我们。
We have a father waiting for us.
那是何等的幸福。
And how wonderful and blessed is that?
这个盼望是何等的何等的宝贵。
And how precious is that hope?
所以保罗为着犹太人他有基督的爱来关心他们的信仰。
Paul cares and loves the Jews because he has a love of Christ.
那在旧约时代做神的选民有什么好处
？In the Old Testament time, what are the benefits of being a chosen people of God?
我们看第四节。
Verse 4. Chapter 9, verse 4. Who are Israelites? To whom pertain the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the service of God, and the promises?
这个地方讲他们是以色列人。
Here talks about them being the Israelites.
雅各是抓住的意思。
Jacob means hold on to.
以色列是神的王子。
Israel means prince of God.
这非常尊贵，神的王子。
And that is very honorable because he is the prince of God.
所以他们有儿子的名分。
So they have a name of a sonship.
也就是神儿子的名分。
And that is they are the son of God.
那接下去是荣耀。
And glory.
荣耀是什么
？What is glory?
荣耀就是代表神呐。
Glory represents God.
那个约柜抬进到会幕里面。
When they bring the ark covenant into the tabernacle,
约柜就充满着荣光。
Then the ark is filled with glory.
那神就与他们同在。
And God was with them.
所以荣耀是他们的，就是表示神的同在，这个是他们的。
Glory is with them, which means that God's abidance is with them.
那这个神的荣耀是极大的福，神的同在是极大的福气。
God's abidance is the ultimate blessing.
所以在旷野，他什么都没有。
In the desert, wilderness, they had nothing.
但是一样都不缺。
But they lack nothing.
这个生命记里面说，因为神与他们同在。
The Deuteronomy tells us that this is because God was with them.
所以今天我们来到这块土地。
So today we come to this piece of land.
第一个要追求神跟我们同在。
The first thing that we should pursue is to have the abidance of God.
如果神跟我们同在，你什么都不缺。
If God is with you, then you are lacking nothing.
不一定很富有。
You may not be rich.
但是什么都不缺。
But you will be lacking nothing.
因为神同在，你还缺什么？
Because if God is with you, what would you be lacking?
神是富足的神。
God is a rich God.
他是我们的父亲。
He is our father.
他跟我们同在，你还缺什么？
If he's with you, what would you be lacking?
所以以色列百姓这个荣耀是他们的，就是代表神的同在。
For the Israelites, the glory is theirs, which means God's abidance is theirs.
那接下去租约。
The covenants.
这个约一定有一个目的。
There is always a purpose for a covenant.
神跟亚伯兰立约。
God set a covenant with Abraham.
目的就是要给他一块牛奶与蜜之地。
The reason is because God want to give him a piece of land that's flowed with milk and honey.
那一块地是指着物质的迦南地，也指着天上更美的家乡。
And that piece of land referring to physical Canaan, but also refers to the eternal home in heaven.
所以约是好的，旧约时代这个约是好的。
Therefore, in the Old Testament time, the covenant is a good thing.
这是一种福分。
This is also a blessing.
好，那我们再来看，律法也是他们的。
also law was theirs.
啊，这个律法也是好的。
Law is also a good thing.
我们来看一节圣经节。
Let's turn to a verse.
耶利米书第八章。
Jeremiah chapter 8.
啊，耶利米书第八章。
Jeremiah chapter 8.
第八章第七节
Chapter 8 verse 7 even the stork in the heavens knows her appointed times, and the turtle dove, the swift and the swallow observe the time of their coming, but my hope do not know the judgment of the Lord. My people do not know the judgment of the Lord.
Okay, 我们看第九节
Verse 9, the wise men are ashamed, they are dismayed and taken. Behold, they have rejected the word of the Lord, so what wisdom do they have?
这个地方讲，天上的飞鸟知道大自然的法则。
And here tells us that the bird in heavens knows the rule of the nature.
所以冬天快到了，它要往南飞。
So winter's coming, they are flying south.
夏天快到，它要往北飞。
They fly towards north if the summer is coming.
这个是一个法则。
So this is a principle, a rule.
那神造这个鸟，他知道神的时候。
God created the birds, and the birds knows the appointed times.
他如果不照这个法则，他一定死。
If the birds doesn't follow this appointed time, then they will die.
因为太冷，没东西吃。
Because it will be too cold to find any food.
但是这个地方说，我的百姓不知道神的法则。
But here it says, but my people do not know the judgment of the Lord.
什么是神的法则
？What is the judgment of the Lord？
就是神的话。
Which is the word of God？
所以，第九节说，这些智慧人弃掉神的话，心中还有什么智慧呢？
Here, verse 9 says, the wise men have rejected the word of the Lord, so what wisdom do they have?
所以我们这样回来看罗马书的第九章。
If you turn back to Romans chapter 9,
律法是他们的。
They were given the law.
这是智慧，神的话是智慧的来源。
God's word is the source of all wisdom.
照着律法做会蒙福。
If they follow the law, then they would be blessed.
所以没有一个人能够发明一套人生哲学比神的话更好。
There's no one in this world that can invent a principle of life that would be better than the Bible.
虽然有时候我们没有用这个名词了，人生哲学，但每个人对人生都有他一套的想法。
Sometimes we may not use a term, philosophy of life, but everybody has their own way that they think about life.
但是没有一个人对人生的想法比圣经更聪明的。
But no one can come up with a way of life or a philosophy of life that would be better than the Bible.
所以我们对人生的想法如果跟圣经一样，就是最聪明的。
And therefore, if our philosophy of life can be similar to the Bible, then we will be the most wise.
如果我们对人生的想法跟圣经不一样，就是不聪明了。
And if our philosophy of life differs from the Bible, then we will be the foolish one.
就是这么简单了。
And that's simple.
所以这个律法给以色列百姓。
The laws were given to the Jews.
这对他们来讲哦，让他们的生活有很清楚的方向。
So it gives them a very clear direction in their lives.
诸位，我们信主这么久，今天如果我们把圣经丢掉，请问我们怎么过我们的生活
？And brethren, since we believe in the Lord for so long, today if we throw away our Bible, by what do we live our life with?
我们的准则在哪里
？Where is our standard?
已经没有准则了。
We will be without a standard.
只有神的话才是真理。
Only God's words is the truth.
离开神的话叫偏了。
If we turn away from God's word, then we have deviated.
那走在神的话叫做正道。
If we walk on the path of the Lord, that means it's the right path.
所以律法是他们的。
So they were giving the law.
那礼仪也是他们的。
And also the service of God.
这个礼仪就是在圣殿里怎么拜神。
The service of God is referring to how they should worship God in the sanctuary.
如果我们到中国大陆做生意，你知道关系最重要。
If you do business in China, then you know that connection is really important.
因为那是一个人治的社会，不是法治的社会。
Because the society is operated by relationship, not so much by laws.
但是我们回到信仰来看。
But if you return back to the faith,
我们跟神的关系是最重要的。
Our relationship with God should be the most important.
是一切关系的根本。
It's a foundation of all the relationships.
那这个礼仪就是教导我们怎么拜神，让我们跟神建立更好的关系。
The service of God is teaching us how we should worship God so that we can establish a better relationship with God.
所以礼仪给他们，使他们能够怎么来 跟神建立更好关系，这是很重要的。
This is very important that the service of God was given to them so they know how to establish a better relationship with God.
那接下去应许也是他们的。
Also the promises.
所以圣经有很多的应许。
The Bible contains a lot of promises.
因为神是慈爱怜悯的神。
Because God is a merciful, gracious God.
所以这些应许都是对他们都是好的。
So all these promises are good for them.
因此犹太人做神的选民。
And therefore, Jews were the chosen people of God.
确实啊，他得到很多其他的人所没有得到的。
Indeed, they have obtained a lot of things that other people don't have.
就是第四节我们刚刚读的。
Which pertains to verse 4, which we just read.
儿子的名分。
That they pertain to the adoption.
荣耀、诸约。
Glory, covenants.
律法、礼仪、应许。
The giving of the law, the service of God, and the promises.
所以这样一个神的选民如果没有得救，实在是太可惜了。
As chosen people of God, if they were not saved, how unfortunate would that be?
所以神对他们的应许到最后一定会实现。
Therefore, God's promise towards them will surely be fulfilled in the future.
应许就是那个天上的家乡。
The promise is referring to the heavenly home.
那是属灵的。
And that is a spiritual home.
不只是地上的迦南地。
Not only pertains to the land of Canaan on earth.
那这个应许要实现有一个条件。
In order for this promise to be fulfilled, there is a condition.
好，我们现在回来看第十章。
Let's turn to chapter 10.
第九章啊，对不起，第九章。
Excuse me, chapter 9.
罗马书第九章。
Romans chapter 9.
三十节。三十节。
Verse 30. What shall we say then that Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness of faith.
31节.
Verse 31, but Israel, pursuing the law of righteousness, has not attained to the law of righteousness.
32节.
32, why? Because they did not seek it by faith, but as it were, by the works of the law, for they stumbled at the stumbling stone.
这个地方在讲义。
Here talks about righteousness.
我们是外邦人。
We are Gentiles.
所以我们不追求圣经讲的义。
So we don't pursue the law, the righteousness in the scripture.
因为我们没有信耶稣，也没有圣经里面这些律法或十诫。
Because we don't believe in Jesus, so we don't have the Ten Commandments that we have to follow.
但是我们没有追求义，我们反而得到义。
Since we're not pursuing righteousness, yet we have attained to righteousness.
因为我们信耶稣。
And this is because we believe in Jesus.
所以就被称义。
That's why we are called faithful.
称义。
Righteousness.
Yeah, yeah. 那这个称义了，我们跟神的关系就建立起来了。
Since we are righteous, we are called righteousness. Our relationship has established with God.
那三十一节。
Verse 31.
以色列追求律法的义，反得不着律法的义。
The Israel pursuing the law of righteousness has not attained to the law of righteous.
这个律法的意义就是守律法，我一条都没有犯。
Law of righteousness means that you are following the law, that you have not violated any of the law.
那我就是义人。
Then they think they are a righteous man.
但是这个义得不到。
But they cannot attain to that righteousness.
因为你犯一条，你就是罪人。
Because if you commit one of the sin, then you have committed them all.
所以我们跟神的关系就切断，因为我们有罪。
Then that would break our relationship with God because we're sinners.
所以三十二节。
32.
他们不凭信心求，就是不凭信耶稣这一条路来得恩典称义。
32. They did not seek it by faith, which means that they did not seek through Lord Jesus and be justified by Lord Jesus.
那他只凭行为求，就是凭着要遵守律法来求义。
And they only seek by the works of the law, which means that they seek righteousness through following the law.
所以在第二章、第三章外邦人、犹太人全部都是罪人。
In chapter 2 and 3, Gentiles, Jews, they're all sinners.
他有律法，但是他守不来，他也是罪人。
And if they have laws, but yet they can't keep all the laws, they're also sinners.
但是外邦人懂得信耶稣，他可以得救。
But the Gentiles could be saved because they know they had to believe in Jesus.
但是这个神的选民 他有律法守不来，他也是罪人，他不信耶稣，所以他没有办法得救。
The Jews, they have laws, but yet they can't keep the law, so they are sinners. They don't believe in Lord Jesus, so they, all the more reason they're sinners.
好，所以我们看第十章。
Chapter 10.
啊，第一节。
Verse 1. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved.
啊，第二节。
Verse 2, for I bear with them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge.
啊，所以保罗常常为犹太人祷告。
The Paul often prayed for the Jews.
啊，希望他们能够得救。
Because he hopes that they can be saved.
啊，那第二节在描写哦，犹太人对这个旧约啊，摩西的律法有热心，但不按真知识。
In verse 2, the Jews have a zeal for God according to the Mosaic laws in the Old Testament, but they did not do it according to knowledge.
啊，热心是好的。
It's good to be zealous.
那没有真知识是不好的。
But it's not good that you don't have a true knowledge.
啊，那什么叫做没有真知识？
What does it mean to not have the true knowledge?
啊，第三节就解释了。
Verse 3 is the explanation. Verse 3, For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God.
啊，他不知道神的义，就是不知道因为信耶稣可以称义，不晓得这个义。
They don't know about the Lord's God's righteousness. They don't know they can be justified by believing.
也不知道，也就是说不知道救恩了。
Which means they don't know about salvation.
啊，想要立自己的义啊，守律法。
And they want to establish their own righteousness, which is to follow the laws.
就不服神的义，就不会来顺服主耶稣的救恩了。
And they will not submit to the righteousness of God, which is the salvation of Lord Jesus Christ.
啊啊，甚至保罗也是一样。
And even Paul did the same.
啊，如果我们看那个腓立比书哈，保罗逼迫基督徒是出于热心。
If you look at Book of Philippians, you realize that Paul persecuted the Christians because of his zeal.
啊，热到。到处要抓基督徒。
He was so zealous for God that he wanted to persecute Christians everywhere.
哦，但是他没有真知识。
But he did not have the true knowledge.
也就是说，他不知道义是从信耶稣这恩典来的。
Which means that he does not know that righteousness should come from believing in Lord Jesus' grace.
所以他就不顺服耶稣，要逼迫耶稣。
And that's why he did not submit to Lord Jesus. He persecuted him.
好，所以第四节。
Verse 4.
啊，律法的总结就是基督。是凡信他的都得着义。
Verse 4, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes.
哦，因为信耶稣可以称义。
Because believing Jesus can be called righteous.
那就满足了律法的要求。
And that satisfies the requirement of the law.
哦，所以这个叫做律法的总结就是耶稣。
And this is what it means by for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness.
啊，因此我们今天确实是蒙神的恩典。
So today we have been shown the mercies of God.
好，那我们现在再回到第九章。
Let's return back to chapter 9.
啊，那第九章开始就在讲拣选。
In chapter 9, in the beginning, it talks about being chosen.
啊，我们得救是蒙神拣选的。
And we are saved because we were called or chosen by God.
好，我们现在看第七节。
Verse 7,
chapter
9, verse 7. Nor are they all children because they are the seed of Abraham, but is Isaac your seed shall be called.
不是亚伯拉罕的后裔都做他的儿女。
Not all children because they are the seed of Abraham.
我们知道亚伯拉罕从他的使女夏甲生出以实玛利。
Abraham with the maidservant Hagar gave birth to Ishmael.
但是他真正的太太是撒拉。
But his wife
是以撒的太太哈，要从那里生出亚伯兰哈，另外一个就是以撒哈。
But Abraham's other son is Isaac.
Yeah, 那以撒生的才是他的后裔。
Only children born from Isaac will be considered his descendant.
所以这两个人同一个爸爸，不同的妈妈。
So these two sons had the same father but different mothers.
但是一个神要接纳他做他的选民。
But one will be accepted by God to be his chosen people.
那另外一个就不是他的选民。
The other was not the chosen one.
那我们再看第八节。
Verse 8, that is, Those who are the children of the flesh, they are not the children of God, but the children of promise are counted as the seed.
啊，应许生的才算是后裔。啊，这个应许生的就是撒拉所生的。
The children of promise, are the children born from Sarah.
啊，啊，那到了以撒又生以扫跟雅各。
Isaac gave birth to Jacob and Esau.
所以到十三节。
In verse 13, as it is written, Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated.
所以这个两个还没有生出来，神就已经拣选了雅各。
Before the two sons were born, God already chose Jacob.
所以神蒙神拣选的他就可以来信主。
Only the ones that are chosen by God can come to believe in the Lord and be saved.
那这个是一个很深的学问。
And this is a very profound teaching.
以弗所书里面说，从创世以前，神就在耶稣基督拣选我们。
In Book of Ephesians, it tells us that we were chosen by Lord Jesus before the time.
创世以前，神就预备主耶稣的救恩。
And before the beginning of creation, God already prepared the salvation of Lord Jesus.
因为创世以前，神就知道人会犯罪。
Because before the creation, God knew that men would commit sins.
那创世以前，神就拣选你，拣选我。
And God already chose you and I before the creation.
所以时间到了，就照着他的拣选这样成就。
And so when the time is fulfilled, then God will choose according to His plan.
所以被拣选，我们只能说这是神的爱。
So the fact that we are chosen, all we can say is that this is because of God's love.
不是我们好，别神拣选我们。
It's not because of good works.
也不是别人不好，神不拣选他们。
God did not choose other people because they are not as good.
神拣选就是我们对我们的爱。
God chose us, and that's because He loves us.
所以以色列他是蒙神拣选的。
Israel was chosen by God.
到最后神要感动他们全部都得救。
At the end, God will move them so that they will all be saved.
那但是圣经里面也有讲神愿意每个人都得救。
The Bible always also tells us that God wishes that everyone can be saved.
我们来看彼得前书。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
彼得后书第三章。
Second Peter, chapter 3.
彼得后书第三章第九节。
Chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
这里讲神主耶稣到现在还没有来不是单言，乃是宽容。
Here tell us that the Lord Jesus is not here yet, not because He's slacking concerning the promise, but it's because He's long-suffering towards us.
为什么？
Why?
因为主耶稣如果十年前来，我们当中有的人还没有洗礼，就完了。
If Lord Jesus had came 10 years ago, then some of us have not been baptized yet, then we would not be saved.
主耶稣如果今天来，
If Lord Jesus were to come today,
我们当中有很多你的家人还没有洗礼，那我们家人就完了。
Amongst our brothers and sisters, there are still many family members that have not been baptized, and they would not be saved.
所以主耶稣慢来不是这个世界上越来越好。
Lord Jesus is delaying in His second coming, not because this world is getting better.
世界上是越来越有罪恶。
Because there's more sins filling this world.
比索多玛那个时代更糟糕。
It's worse than time of Gomorrah.
那为什么主耶稣倒还不来？
Why is it that Lord Jesus is delaying?
宽容。
It's because of His long suffering.
希望更多人得救。
He wants more people to be saved.
所以神希望每个人都得救。
God wants every single one to be saved.
我们看提摩太前书。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
提摩太前书第二章。
1 Timothy chapter 2.
第四节。
Chapter 2 verse 4.Who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth?
第五节。
Verse 5, For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus.
这个地方讲在只有一位神。
Here tells us there is only one God.
就是圣经讲这一位神。
And that is the God that's described in the Bible.
那在神跟人中间有一个中保。
Between God and men, there is a mediator.
这个中保就是要把神跟人弄得和好。
This mediator's job is to reconcile between God and men.
啊，这个就是降世为人的耶稣基督。
And that is man, is the man Christ Jesus.
那主耶稣愿意万人得救，明白真道。
The Lord Jesus wants everyone to be saved and know the truth.
哦，所以圣经里面讲了，神愿意每个人都得救。
Here the Bible tells us that God wants everyone to be saved.
所以主耶稣到现在没有来。
That's why Lord Jesus has not come yet.
哦，但圣经也有讲，神有拣选。
But Bible also tells us that God, God chose His people.
哦，那被神拣选的都会来信主。
Those who are chosen by God will come to believe in God.
哦，所以这两个圣经都有讲。
The Bible has mentioned both of these.
哦，事实上也是这样啊。
And this is indeed the truth.
哦，今天如果我们愿意来接受救恩，我们就得救了。
Today, if we're willing to come and receive salvation, then we will be saved.
哦，所以我们没有办法推说，哎，神没有拣选我。
So you can't say that God has not chosen you.
哦，因为你愿意，你就得救了。
Because as long as you're willing to be baptized, you will be saved.
哦，救恩的门是向每一个人都打开的。
The door of salvation is open to everyone.
哦。好，所以我们回到罗马书的第九章。
Let's turn back to Romans chapter 9.
神对以色列百姓的应许不会落空。
God's promise towards the Israelites will not be in vain.
他的应许会实现。
His promise will come true.
那第九章的十四节到二十九节。
Chapter 9, verse 14 to 29.
就在讲神有他的主权啊，来拣选人。
Here talks about God has his absolute sovereignty when it comes to choosing his people.
哦，所以啊，人不能够对神的拣选有什么埋怨。
And therefore, men cannot complain and groan against God's choosing.
因为啊，是人有罪啊，是人背叛神。
Because men have sinned, we have betrayed God.
啊，所以这个拣选是神的爱。
So it is due to God's love that He has chosen us.
所以啊，神有他的主权，我没有办法讲什么。
And therefore, God has His absolute sovereignty. We cannot say anything about that.
好，那我们刚读第九章的三十节开始。
Verse 30.
以色列人的不信。
The unfortunate things about the Israelites.
我们刚才提过哈，他不知道主耶稣的义这个恩典。
The disbelief of the Israelites. And here we talk about how they're not aware of the grace of Lord Jesus.
好，那我们现在来看第十章。
Chapter 10.
罗马书的第十章。
Romans chapter 10.
第九节，请读。
Chapter 10, verse 9. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
第十节。
Verse 10. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
这一节圣经节是一般基督教界在布道会最常用的一节。
And this is a passage that many other Christian denominations love to use during their evangelical service.
那我们在布道会当中最常用的一节是约翰三章五节。
But the most commonly used passage for our spiritual convocation is John chapter 3, verse 5.
人如果不是从水跟圣灵生，就不能进神的国。
That unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
所以我们的传道重点跟一般基督教传道重点不太一样。
So the emphasis of our pastor and preacher is different from other denomination.
一般教会的传道是叫人相信是耶稣是我的救主。
And most the other denominations preacher wants people to believe that Lord Jesus is their savior.
所以他强调我们要悔改信耶稣。
That's why they emphasize that we have to repent and believe in Jesus.
这个好不好？这是好的。
And this is a good thing.
这是施洗约翰的工作。
This is a job of John the Baptist.
这个是一种预备的工作。
This is a preparation work.
比方说我们现在如果传福音要传到非洲去。
For an example, if today we are preaching the gospel to Africa.
如果现在非洲是回教国家，那就没有办法传进去了。
If Africa was an Islamic country, then it would be difficult to preach a gospel to them.
好，那我们福音还没有传进去，200年前西方的宣教士已经进去了。
Before our gospel has reached them, 200 years ago, the Western religion has already, the missionaries have already reached them.
他传什么？
What did they preach?
传人有罪，耶稣是救主。
What they preached was that men are sinners and Lord Jesus is their savior.
所以你要信耶稣。
And so you have to believe in Jesus.
要悔改就可以得救。
If you repent, then you will be saved.
这个就是罗马书十章十节。
And this is recorded in Romans chapter 10, verse 10.
那我们去传什么？
But when we preach, what do we preach?
我们去传约翰三章。
We go to preach John chapter 3, verse 5.
就是赦罪的洗礼。
And that is the baptism of remission of sin.
这个叫重水生。
And this is called to be reborn from the water.
第二个。
Second.
求圣灵。
To pray for the Holy Spirit.
然后靠圣灵来更新。
And to be renewed by the Holy Spirit.
这个是从圣灵生。
And that is to be reborn of the Spirit.
所以非洲很多的基督徒到最后会在我们教会洗礼。
And there are many believers in Africa at the end when they come and baptize in our church.
其实他洗礼两次。
Because usually they have been baptized twice.
他原来的教会他洗礼一次。
They already was baptized at one, the first time with their own church.
那是悔改。
And that was the baptism of repentance.
那在真耶稣教会洗礼，这是为着赦罪。
But their baptism in True Jesus Church is for the remission of sins.
因此这里说，心里相信，口里承认，就可以得救。
Here tell us that if we believe with our heart and confess with our lips, then we can be saved.
对，这个是得救的开始。
It's true, but this is just the beginning of salvation.
所以一般教会传耶稣替人洗礼那个是得救的开始。
Other churches preach preach Lord Jesus and perform baptism, that's the beginning of salvation.
因此保罗到在使徒行传十九章，他到以弗所第一个问题你们得圣灵没有？信的时候得圣灵没有？
When Paul reached Church of Ephesus in Acts chapter 19, the first thing he asked them is, "Have you been baptized and received the Holy Spirit?"
他说没有。
And they said no.
那没有，保罗不是问说你祷告有没有认真有没有禁食祷告，有没有悔改，不是问这个问题。
And Paul did not ask them, "Did you pray fervently? Did you fast and pray? Did you repent?"
保罗问说你们受了什么洗？
Paul asked them, what kind of baptism did you receive?
我们受施洗约翰的洗。
They answered, I received the baptism of John the Baptist.
保罗说施洗约翰是悔改的洗。
So Paul told them that John the Baptist is a baptism of repentance.
所以再一次奉耶稣的名给他洗礼。
So once again, he performed baptism for them in the name of Lord Jesus.
按手他们就得圣灵了。
When he laid hands on them, they received the Holy Spirit.
这一次是赦罪的洗礼。
This time, this baptism is for remission of their sins.
所以真耶稣教会有圣灵非常重要。
And therefore, it's really important knowing that True Jesus Church has the Holy Spirit.
第一个。圣灵跟真理是连在一起的。
First of all, Holy Spirit is connected to the truth.
有圣灵代表我们传这个得救的要道是完全的。
With the Holy Spirit, it proves that the truth that we preach is the complete truth.
第二个。
Second.
有圣灵代表我们的洗礼是赦罪的。
When there's Holy Spirit, it proves that our baptism has the power of remission of sin.
第三个。
Third,
有圣灵代表我们做神的儿女是有证据的。
With Holy Spirit, it proves that we have a proof to be called the children of God.
所以在我们教会洗礼在我们教会信主是最有福气的。
So it is a great blessing to be baptized in our church.
因此在使徒行传第十章这里提到心里相信，口里承认就可以得救，翻译没有错误。
And in chapter 10, verse 10, it says, if they believe with their hearts and confess with their mouth, then they have made unto salvation.
这个翻译没有错误。
And there's no mistake in that translation.
这是救恩的开始。
But this is the beginning of salvation.
那救恩要完全就要进到约翰三章五节。
To complete the entire salvation, you must go into John chapter 3, verse 5.
接受赦罪的洗礼就会得圣灵。
And that is they have to receive the water baptism for remission of sin and they'll receive the Holy Spirit.
好，我们现在回来看罗马书第十章。
Let's turn back to Romans chapter 10.
罗马书第十章。
Romans chapter 10.
十五节。
Verse 15. Verse 15, and how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach a gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things.
好，这个十五节的最后啊，报哦福音传喜信的人，他们的脚中何等的佳美。
In verse 15, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach a gospel of peace, who bring great tidings of good news.
所以我们一生要留下佳美的脚踪。
So we need to leave the beautiful tidings,
佳美的脚踪。
The beautiful feet.
那这个佳美的脚踪就是传福音。
And this, the beautiful feet is preaching of the gospel.
那为什么这是佳美的脚踪？
And why is it the beautiful, beautiful feet?
因为我们走过的地方，很多人都信耶稣。
Because everywhere we go, we have brought many people to believe in Jesus.
都得到神的恩典。
And many people have received the grace of God.
所以这个脚踪就是很美。
And so this is the beautiful, how beautiful the feet are.
那十四节告诉我们。
Verse 14 tells us.
未曾信，怎能求他呢？
How then shall they call on him who they have not believed?
那未曾听见他，怎能信他呢？
And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard?
没有传道，怎能听见呢？
And how shall they hear without a preacher?
那没有奉差遣，怎能传道呢？
And how shall they preach unless they are sent?
所以这个教会有多少人会洗礼
And how many people are baptized in a church?
一个很关键的因素就是有多少慕道者。
And a very key, important ingredient is how many truth seekers there are.
如果灵恩布道会之前连一个慕道者就都没有。
If we don't have any truth seekers before the spiritual convocation.
很显然，这一次灵恩布道会大概没有一个洗礼。
Then clearly, this spiritual convocation probably no one will be baptized.
慕道者越多，洗礼的人就有可能会越多。
The more truth seekers we have, then proportionally, more people will be baptized.
那慕道者从哪里来？
And where do the true seekers come from?
有人愿意传福音给他。
And it's because somebody was willing to spread the gospel to them.
所以每个信徒都传福音，慕道者就会增加。
If every believer preach a gospel, then the true seeker number will increase.
因为他有机会听到道理。
Because they have the chance to listen to the gospel message.
我没有传，他就没有机会听到道理。
If we don't preach them, then they will not have a chance to listen.
那谁是奉差遣的呢
？Who is the one that was sent？
因为十六节十五节说没有奉差遣的怎能传福音呢
？Verse 15, how shall they preach unless they are sent？
得圣灵就是奉主耶稣的差遣。
Receiving the Holy Spirit is being sent by Lord Jesus。
所以保罗在关心犹太人的信仰。
And therefore, when Paul is caring about the faith of the Jews,
今天对我们来讲，就是要关心我们周围人的信仰。
To us today, that means that we need to care about the faith of people around us.
让他们因信耶稣有恩从恩典来的义。
So that they can have the righteous that comes from grace because they believe in Jesus.
使我们能够得到神儿子的名分。
So that they can have the sonship of God.
将来有得救的盼望跟得救的把握。
And in the future, they have the hope and the assurance of salvation.
那这个传福音的脚踪就是最美最漂亮的。
And that, then that footsteps will be the most beautiful one.
好，我们现在看第十章的十六节到。二十一节
And let's look at Romans chapter 10 verse 16 to 21.
这个十六节到二十一节
16 to 21.
指犹太人要在一段时间要拒绝相信。
And here talks about how Jews for a period of time they will reject the belief.
我们现在看二十节。
Verse 20.Verse 20, but Isaiah is very bold and says, I was found by those who did not seek me. I was made manifest to those who did not ask for me.
这里啊，引用旧约圣经，我整天伸手招呼那悖逆顶嘴的百姓。这是对以色列人说的。
And this is spoken to the Israelites.
所以如果神没有感动他们，开他们的心没有一个人会信
If God did not move their hearts and open their hearts, and none of them would believe.
所以他的心很刚硬。
And that's why their hearts was very hardened.
那拒绝来接受主耶稣的福音。
They refused to come and accept the message of Lord Jesus.
但是到了十一章，
But when it comes to chapter 11,
罗马书的十一章
Romans chapter 11,
就在讲以色列人不会全部都被拒绝。
Here it talks about how the Israel's rejection is not total.
到时候到了神都要来拣选他们。
When the time has been fulfilled, then God will choose them.
我们看罗马书十一章。
Let's read Romans chapter 11.
第三节。
Verse 3, Lord, they have killed your prophets and torn down your altars, and I alone am left. They seek my life.
第四节。
Verse 4, but what does the divine response say to him? I have reserved for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed to the knee of Baal.
这里在引用旧约时代以利亚先知的当时的话。
And here is drawing a reference of what is spoken by Elijah in the Old Testament.
以利亚先知当时世代的人都在拜偶像。
And during the time of Elijah, people at the time were worshiping idols.
所以神就天不降下雨来了，就没有神的恩典。
And so heaven did not bring down any rain. That means that they don't have the grace of God.
结果就有大的饥荒，好多人死掉。
And there was a great famine. Many people died.
那以利亚要把他们带回来。
Is Elisha want to bring them, return them back to God?
那神与他同工。
God also worked with him.
他献祭的时候，天从火从天上下来。
When he offered offerings, the fire came down from heaven.
以后以色列百姓看到火从天上下来，就回心转意，就归向神。
And when Israelites saw that the fire came down from heaven, their hearts were returned back to God.
那后来亚哈王的太太要杀他。
And later on, the wife of King Ahab wanted to kill him.
以利亚就逃走。
So Elijah flew away.
就在罗藤树下求死。
And he hid under the tree, begging for death.
他以为只剩下他一个人。
He thought that he was the only one left.
所以他躲到山洞，大发热心。
And so he was zealous for God in the cave.
因此这里说只剩我一个人，他们还要杀我。
And here says that he says I am the only one left, and they seek my life.
但是神在看事情不是这样看的。
But this is not how God saw the situation.
神说我已经为自己留下7,000人。
God says that I have reserved for myself 7,000 men.
为强将巴力屈膝的。
Who have not bowed to the knee to Baal?
这是神本身的保守。
And this is the preservation of God.
所以有时候我们会，如果我们很热心，会觉得说，整个教会都这么冷淡，好像只有我一个热心而已。
Sometimes when
要怎么办
？Sometimes when we are zealous for God, we think that the whole church is not zealous. I'm the only one left. Then what should we do?
如果我们这样心态是很危险的。
If we have this kind of mentality, this is very dangerous.
教会是神的。
Because the church it belongs to God.
我们只是仆人啊。
We are merely servants.
神不但对我们每一个人有计划，神对教会也有他的计划。
God not only had plan for each one of us, he has plans for his own church.
所以神自己会保守，会保留一批人。
So God will reserve a group of people for himself.
那这一批人会大发热心。
And this group of people will be zealous for God.
我在90年代。
In the 90s.
那个时候对一些青年也觉得说这个怎么办？真耶稣教怎么办？
I once thought towards the youth, what is going to come of the true Jesus Church?
但是后来证明神保守带领很多很好的青年。
But the truth proves that God has preserved and has guided many youth.
所以我们教会越来越扩张，现在有30间教会。
And so our church continued to spread and grow. So now we have 30 some churches.
信徒有3,900多人。
We have 3,900 members.
真的神自己在做工啊。
And this is God performing work himself.
我们绝对不要对教会悲观。
And so do not be too pessimistic about the church.
教会是耶稣的身体。
Because the church is the body of Christ.
这个救恩早就写在圣经里面了。
This salvation plan is already written in the Bible.
时间到就会照着神的计划一步一步实现。
When the time is fulfilled, it will be carried out step by step according to God's plan.
所以以色列人不会全然被抛弃。
And that's why the Israel rejection is not total.
虽然现在很硬心。
Even though their hearts are hardened at this time.
时间到，神都要感动他们全部得救。
But when the time is fulfilled, God will move their hearts so that they will all be saved.
我们一起默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.
阿们。